Blog Talk Radio.
I think I changed the world today. In an extraordinary way. A million soldiers all around me look up at their fearless leader and they say, show us the way. I go to sleep amongst the clouds, resting my feet against the moon. I made this promise to an angel. I'm out conquering the stars. I'll be home soon. And sure enough, Still he made it on his own. Though the chances were one in a million, he passed hope unto his children. Now they he led the way. With my sword and left son, that's who my earth revolves around. Where there's no truth, there is no light. You help me make it through those nights when I was down. And sure enough, as eagles fly, my faith is blind. I do believe in miracles. There is no doubt.
Happy Super Bowl weekend. Happy Friday. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. All of us, including Reg Ruffneck, may God grant us the words to speak his thoughts. You know how it is, it's sports weekend, Super Bowl weekend. You know how those of us that love this weekend and love sports, you know how we can get sometimes. You know the language we can say and speak also. Even those that don't use bad words when they're excited about sports. So, you know, we have to, you know how it is. We're just so happy. So, happy Super Bowl weekend. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. Today is Friday, so Rich Ruffneck is definitely joining us to talk about sports. We're talking all Super Bowl. Of course, you know we're going to mention Peyton Manning because it's going to be everything Super Bowl. But Peyton Manning is definitely a hot topic, and he happens to be based in Indianapolis where the Super Bowl will be played on Sunday. So, and where Mike and Mike, my favorite sports guys, have been broadcasting all week. So, and most all sports people. But, he's in the news a lot also, but, you know, he's in the city, so that's connected to Super Bowl also because his stadium and his city, you know, are hosting the Super Bowl, which will be between the Giants and the Patriots, for those that might not know, which will be, we will be entertained by no other than one of my favorites, Madonna. So I'm excited to see Madonna. But congrats to Mitt Romney for getting a big-time endorser, the real Donald Trump. Announced yesterday that he's endorsing Mitt Romney. So I think Romney appreciates that endorsement. So congrats to him. I'm very excited, which obviously, because I was wondering if Trump was the independent that had been rumored to jump into the race. You know, so I don't know if that rules it out. But it seems like it, so I wonder who that independent will be. I've heard different rumors, you know, Forbes or somebody else, but now we know that it, 9 times out of 10, most likely it won't be Trump because he's endorsing Mitt Romney. And you know when Trump believes in somebody, he puts his all into it, 100%. So this should be very interesting, really getting interesting right now. So shout out to everyone who, we've been talking politics with. We definitely, all of us want to know everything about all the candidates, including the president, who we love so much, right? We want to know exactly where they stand on certain issues. But, you know, today's not a political, really, this is supposed to be a non-political show, but politics are informative and always a hot topic, and politics definitely affects all of our lifestyles, you know, our daily lives. But, wow, sometimes you have so much to talk about, you don't want to talk about everything, but we are focusing on the Super Bowl, but I just wanted to send a shout out to the real Donald Trump and to Mitt Romney and those that are like, you know, this probably is solidifying a lot of people's decisions to support Romney or not. It's very important when you get a endorser of that sort. Now, I've read articles with some people saying, like, oh, that's going to hurt Romney, you know, having an endorser like Donald Trump. How is that going to hurt Romney, really? But I think that's a good endorser to have. So that's pretty cool. There have been rumors that Michelle Bachmann is endorsing him, but she said she hadn't made a decision who she's going to endorse. She definitely will support and endorse whoever is the GOP nominee and so on. So I've been doing my best just to share information regarding all of the GOP candidates and also share information of the president and first fam, whom I love so much. So I posted some really cool pictures of the president with his pet dog and holding a little girl in the White House office. Those pictures are so cute. But won't go on and on because we need time to talk about everything. And the number is 714-409-0614, and also the chat room is open. Let's talk everything football. I mean, what are your favorite dishes? Where are you spending Super Bowl? What are your predictions? I just read where Madonna said there will be no malfunction or wardrobe malfunction with her show. So, but we know she can be risque. So what should we expect? You know, the unexpected, obviously. So it just goes on and on. So I'm going to go ahead and chime in. Well, Rich Rupnick, and as soon as I look at my Dallas newsletter to see what happened in history today, I love that newsletter that Dallas News sent me about, you know, history of the day, what happened in history on this certain day. And again, happy Black History Month. History happens every second, every minute. So happy Black History Month. I hope you've really been paying attention and learned as much as you can about past and current accomplishments of people of color, African Americans, black people, okay? So, now mind you, I did not say colored people or Negro people. To me, that term is outdated. It's proper for people who lived in the time where those terms were appropriate. But now, Americans who are of color, of the African American race, I think the current terms are African American and Black, not colored and Negro. I say this because we had a discussion on my friend, my future baby daddy, like Red says, Serena Williams is his future baby mama. I'll be sure. I had a discussion on his page regarding race. He had posted a video of Bill Maher's show talking about the Brewer and the President Obama situation, and so he started a lot of dialogue, and so a lot of his real-life friends and Facebook friends were talking about that episode that showed on HBO. So check out his page, and you'll see what I'm talking about, because I don't, well, you know, want to go on and on. So maybe in the future he'll be able to get on the show, and we'll just talk about the different things, from music to politics to so on. But, again, I just want to say happy Black History Month. Again, it's time to chime in with Rich Rupnick, and What's up? It's Super Bowl weekend. Let us know what you're eating, what you're doing, where you're spending your Super Bowl also. Thanks a lot. And also, we're exceeded 38,000 views on the profile, so thanks again. Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports with Blog Talk Radio will be turning one on March the 21st. So thank you so much for your continued support and your prayers. Happy Super Bowl Friday!
Hey, what's up, my cuteness?
What's up with you?
Nah, way. Another day, another 50 cents in the house.
50 cents? I still can't get what you're saying, 50 cents. I thought it meant a dollar.
Because of the economy being so bad, it's 50 cents now.
The value of the dollar has busted.
Yeah, and I'm being modest when I say 50 cents. You know, it's probably a quarter.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hey, pimpin's hard labor in 2012, sweetheart. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I see that. Well, happy Super Bowl weekend. How you planning on spending Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping to be probably slaving over a grill, you know, and probably going to be a guest with my brother, or maybe I'll find somebody's house to crash. You know, just I haven't planned that far ahead. It's still Friday.
I've been working on trying to get in touch with Comcast. Finally got in touch with them. So I have an appointment for Comcast to come through Saturday. Because, so I'll be here at the crib watching the game. The Comcast rolls through tomorrow. So we have our Comcast services reconnected. And so I'm excited to see Madonna. My mother's excited to see Tom Brady. You would think he was her son. And I'm just excited to see a good game. The Giants and the Patriots. I mean, it seemed like they were kind of divided, different people. And I still hadn't made up my mind, but I guess I need to make up my mind who I pick. But in a way, I kind of want to see Chad and Tom Brady win a ring. But I love the Giants and my loyalty to Eli Manning and his team and being an Ole Miss product, you know?
Yes. I feel somewhat, you know, I'm on the fence either way because neither one of my teams are in the Super Bowl, so it's just a toss-up. I mean, I would love Chad Johnson. I mean, Chad Ochocinco.
I know.
To make sure he wins, because I think he really deserves one after all the years that he slaved in Cincinnati. That, you know, this would be a good way to go out. There's no telling how many more years you have left when you get in your 30s, especially playing a position.
Yeah. Did you hear about the investment that he made? He gave all of his teammates $28,000 headphones. I don't know if you heard me that morning. I was talking about Dr. Dre's headphones. He invested and gave all of his teammates, $28,000 headphones, those that are produced by Dr. Dre.
And what were these $28,000 headphones consist of as far as their functions?
Well, they're Dr. Dre's and they're top quality. But they cost more than an average vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. You buy three of them, you can get a house.
Exactly.
So that must be some powerful headphones.
Yeah, he said he wanted to encourage and motivate his teammates, you know, because he definitely believes they're gonna win the Super Bowl. So he didn't mind investing $28,000 a piece. Not together,
well,
not a total price, but a piece.
Yeah, I'm trying to tabulate those figures, you know, that for 53 guys, that's a wealthy contribution, and I guess they can get radio signals on Mars now, you know.
Exactly. And I'm like, the starters are the whole team. Apparently the whole team.
I've always said, when you think you've heard it all, wake up the next day and you'll hear something new. That one is something truly new. So apparently they probably get some frequency on some Martian spaceships passing overhead. And maybe the Martians got Sirius radio. I don't know. Maybe they got their own XM radio signal.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they got a whole new constellation.
We're talking about all and everything Super Bowl, and you, a favorite topic between you and I privately has been Peyton Manning. And yesterday you informed me that he had been cleared. I had not heard that, but I see the media reports now that he had been cleared. So you want to talk about Peyton?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's a subject worth talking about, because that's going to be the hottest free agent acquisition should he go that route. And I mean, it's a very hard decision that the Ursay family has to make as far as the Colts. I mean, do you cover both bases and draft a quarterback, or do you trade the pick and get another, you know, get some more quality players to help your roster out? Because, I mean, Peyton Manning is more than just a quarterback. He's the coach. He's the coordinator. And he really shot calls everything out there on the field. So you just don't get brilliant quarterbacks like that.
He's definitely the franchise player of that team.
Yes, and we all.
That attracts.
Exactly. What I was going to add is the fact that he definitely has one of the most brilliant football minds for a quarterback. And we're all well aware that, you know, any athlete is one play away from being losing their career out there. And, I mean, we don't know if Peyton can play 2 more years, 5 more years, maybe even 8 more years. We just don't know. And at this point in his life, you know, he'll be 37 next birthday, if I'm not mistaken. And you have a heck of a decision you have to try to weigh as to, well, you know, where do you go from here? Because, I mean, you don't hope to be a first round. You hope to be a team to be getting the first round pick, and much less the first pick of the draft. So you have to make a very, you know, sound business decision as to where do you go as far as your future. So that's a very tough decision for the Earth States to have to make, because you want to try to be loyal. Because let's face it, all the things that's going on in Indianapolis right now, the new stadium, the Super Bowl, they wouldn't be having this if it weren't for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has been the, you know, the one man that has been the reason why the Colts have prospered all these other years leading up to this. So to try to get rid of him now would be just almost like a
slap in the face. Okay, we have 90 seconds of live. Excuse me, audience, we have 90 seconds of live streaming, but we'll continue the show after also. So we have about maybe 10, 15 more minutes. But I just want to let you all know the live streaming will stop in about 70 seconds. So thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. If you can't continue with us, but you can listen on iTunes. You can also listen to the show's entirety at CultureShockInc.-Beth. We're going to continue talking about the Super Bowl, and the chat room is open. Okay. Continue.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's just the fact that the doctors have cleared Peyton to play football is definitely a very encouraging sign, and I'm sure that a lot of the other 31 teams got their ear to the ground on that one to try to see who's going to be the team to try to snare him. Go a whole lot of directions right now. So, you know, heck, there's even rumors he may, Jacksonville Jaguars may even try to jump in it. And, they talking about maybe the Tennessee Titans, the Redskins, maybe even the Bears. He can pretty much go anywhere at this point in time. And, even the rumor that the Jets might even kick Sanchez to the curb and get Peyton Manning.
Wow.
Cowboys might even consider, putting Romo on the bench for Peyton Manning.
And that would be powerful to have Romo and Manning together, like Vince Young and Michael Vick together.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be kind of intriguing to have Tony Romo as a very expensive backup quarterback, but, but Jerry Jones is a master of restructuring and redoing contracts to where he can keep players on his roster. That would be what they call mortgaging the future, but, hey, things have to be done. It's a very intriguing, but honestly, if I were Romo, I would hate having to lose my starting job, but if I'm still getting a steady paycheck and I'm on that bench,
and what's best for your team, what's best for your fans, and best for everyone, that should be a influence on that.
Right, because it's not like Romo. It's not like Romo. In football terms, Romo's about 31, 32 years old. So, at this point, a lot of players become backups at this juncture. So, if you're concerned about just trying to win and get a championship,
being a team player.
Exactly. Sacrifices have to be made.
Your value going up anyway. You go to the playoffs, Super Bowl, your value going up anyway.
Exactly. I know there's only one football to go around, but hey, everybody has to pitch in. Teamwork is a must. But it's going to be very interesting these next few months as to what happens. Especially when the Colts decide what they're going to do as far as exercising their salary cap. The other rumor is that maybe the Colts will restructure their contract. Maybe Peyton won't have to hit the salary cap too hard on them, and they may be able to keep them. He will make a great teacher for Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III.
Exactly.
Pardon?
Yeah, because all I've been hearing is that they want Andrew Luck.
Well, Mr. Irsay was on ESPN a couple of days ago and said that he would be interested in either Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III. He said he hasn't made up his mind as to whom he would draft first if he decides to draft quarterback. So he seems very intrigued with Robert Griffin III as well.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things you have to try to take into consideration with that first pick. You definitely don't want to get into a bidding war as far as how much you're going to sign the first-round pick for, because if you're trying to keep Peyton Manning on the roster and try to pay your first-round pick, that's going to be a tall order for anyone to try to juggle. I mean, to try to commit almost $50 million to two players, and you haven't even done the rest of your roster, that's going to be quite monstrous. That means there's going to be a whole bunch of veterans getting kicked to the curb. I mean, that's going to affect Dallas Clark. It's going to affect Robert Mathis. It's going to affect Dwight Freeney. That's going to affect Joseph Addai. It's going to affect
Howard. I'm just joking. You got me thinking Dwight Howard and the Mavs.
Okay. I said Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney.
Exactly. Shout out to Dwight Howard and Orlando Magic. Just hello. Okay, and then what?
In there.
So it's going to be a lot of things is going to happen behind this. I mean, if they do have to do some corporate restructuring, I mean, you're going to be seeing a lot of guys getting dumped just to try to sublet for two quarterbacks. I mean, that's going to be a pretty expensive role to hold right there. So, you know, there's a lot of business decisions that Jim Irsay is going to have to make. And you know, like I said, you don't want to totally destroy your continuity of your team. And in the process, you want to have something to move forward with. Because let's face it, Peyton Manning doesn't play defense. So it's a lot can happen between now and March, and March 8th when he has to make the decision whether to keep Peyton or get rid of him, and it's also going to be a big decision coming in April, in the last part of April when the draft comes. Just going to have to use the time wisely.
Yeah. Wow. That's
so. Something. Yeah. They're going to try to table the discussion for now. But I think Peyton definitely is very anxious for an answer. You know, he was interviewed a couple of days ago, and he went into full detail about the fact that whatever happens and whatever's decided, you know, he said he's going to move on and he'll be fine with whatever has to be done. He understands the business of the game. But,
before he was cleared, you know, he and Irsay both was like, this is a business decision. He hadn't been cleared medically, so it doesn't make any sense to be paying monies to a injured player who's not going to be playing. You know, but now he's cleared, so it's a whole other story. Business as usual.
Exactly. And I mean, let's face it, Peyton Manning earned $20 million. He was the most expensive sideline item in the NFL last year. I mean, this guy was getting paid $20 million to watch football games. So, you know, definitely, you know, I think in any business, you definitely, that's never going to be considered good. But hey, you know, things happen, that's part of the game, you know. You can look at it both ways, okay. You can say it's unfair for Peyton Manning to be sitting there getting paid all that money, as well as you can say it's unfair for them to cut him to save money. So, I mean, it's kind of like the balancing act. It's a yin and yang involved in sports. because it's not just it's just not a Peyton Manning issue. That's anybody in sports.
Yeah.
Those are the risks you take, and you know, you sign that contract, you're obligated to live up to the obligations of the contract as an owner, and as well as they do for players. Players have obligations. But one of the side notes to a contract, the man is injured playing the sport. You know, as long as he's attending his workout, meetings, and, you know, going to rehab, he gets paid. So that's a lot of money and a lot of zeros to be throwing around. Imagine just sitting there drinking some Gatorade. Or,
oh gosh, that was such a hard hit. Pass me a Gatorade.
I was thinking, let me sip on my Gatorade I have right here next to me. But yeah, man.
Yeah, I think that'd be
maybe Gatorade send me a big old box of Gatorades as I'm plugging them, and you are too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there on the bench. My Gatorade be spiked. I'd be having a lovely time. Gatorade, painkillers, and alcohol. What a perfect mix.
What a combo.
Exactly.
Super Bowl 46. Continue.
Yeah.
I just was shouting out Super Bowl 46.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, we've got so tangled up. We're talking about Peyton Manning. Yeah, Super Bowl 46. So who are you going to try to rally with, Beth? Or you just, like me, just don't care?
What'd you say?
So who are you going to pick, or you really don't care? I do care.
But I haven't made my choice pick. Like at the beginning of the show, there's my loyalty to Eli being an Ole Miss product and being an awesome quarterback and having an awesome team, because really the whole team is awesome. And then also, obviously, my 80-year-old mother loves Tom Brady, so that's – she's like, she got on my nephew the other day. It's my nephew who he was supporting. He's like you and I. Neither one of his teams are playing. So he was like, well, Grandma, I'm not picking anybody. She was like, well, you better be picking the Patriots because Tom Brady. But Patriots, they're bad. And I'm a big supporter of Chad. And I definitely love to see he and some of the other players you know, get that ring. So I'm still half and half, but I know I need to make a decision. But it's probably going to end up being my loyalty to Ole Miss product, Eli Manning, the Manning family. But I'm just torn. I'm excited for both teams and excited for Madonna to be the halftime entertainment. You know, so honestly, I do care, but I'm torn between both. Honestly, half and half.
Well,
I don't know. I'm my loyalty to my Ole Miss homie, and then also it's my loyalty to also Chad and some of the other guys, because some of my favorite players play on both teams also. You know,
I agree.
Yeah, so Haynesworth, you know, he deserved to get that too. You know, he might be a bad boy at times.
I guess as far as bad girl time, I see what Madonna gonna do for halftime. And I am so sick and tired of everybody calling that incident with Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Even Madonna talking about it, and we know how risque my girl Madonna. I love Janet and Madonna, so she might not have a wardrobe malfunction, but what will she do? What is part of her show?
Okay, like I'm gonna put that to rest right here. Janet had a pasty on her nipple, so that was part of what the act was supposed to have been. I mean, why would the man say? I mean, why would Justin Timberlake say, "I'm gonna have you naked by the end of this song," and then he pulls the cup off of her? Come on.
That's a good point.
I mean, she had a pasty on. It wasn't like it was a bare breast. Okay, as And I mean, it wasn't even on for a quick a half of a second, but
and
it just had the whole entire country polarized, focusing on her breast. Oh, it's just
exactly, and that changed the whole way. That's when they started doing that delay, you know, a little delay, like 5 seconds of live broadcasting.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is what they probably should have done in the first place.
Yeah,
but
that makes
you
don't know what's gonna come out people's mouths either. Some people just, you know.
Right.
You and
I mean,
use bad,
gosh,
bad words that slip out, you know.
Right. I mean, just like the Golden Globes, we had the award shows. I mean, heck, I mean, only an idiot would not do a tape delay or anything like that, because you never know what bonehead might go on the show and say or do something stupid, like when they had Anna Nicole out there all drunk and plastered, sitting up there trying to rant, do her little rant, and then she starts undressing and whatnot. You just don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, we only have 50 more seconds. You have something quick to say? I want to say something before we go off.
Well, I was going to make a little special shout-out to a special friend of ours, Melvin Lamb, today he turned 45. I said Melvin Lamb, he turned 45 today.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Melvin.
Birthday.
I love Mr. Melvin. Yes, very, very handsome guy. Shout-out, Melvin.
Almost as handsome as me, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Go ahead. What was you going to say?
I just want to shout out everybody. Shout out to the producer, Jay Lee, whose film will be screened on February 25th, and also the producer, E.C. Muffin, whose show will be at the Alamo Theater, Heartbreakers Ball, with the Magic City